Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
What's trending?
Yeah, dang!
Brought to you by Tele Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Tele's certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Tele. Visit TeleTire.com today.
All right, number one on what's trending here, local college basketball. K-State squeaked one out, boy, against Tulsa last night, 84-83. They stay perfect on the season. MU got a win, 91-73 over Prairie View A&M. Tonight, Champions Classic in New York City. Bink, KU taking on Duke. The Hawks, 7.5-point underdogs at last check. I haven't looked in a couple hours. Darren Peterson not expected to play tonight. Maybe we'll get back into that. We had a topic planned earlier. We just didn't get to it. Remember last week, people were like, oh my gosh, he might be load management and he just doesn't want to play. No, he's hurt. He's got a hamstring injury and he's going to miss some more games. It could be a bit, Bink, before we see Darren Peterson play. And let's just be clear. It is all about getting him healthy and right for conference play. As far as I'm concerned, they have no chance of doing anything without Darren Peterson this year.
We thought this was going to be the game he comes back. Clearly load management was a little bit early into that conversation. Also, what's trending, Alex Gold, looks like Aaron Rodgers banged up, not going to practice tomorrow. So certainly an issue for Pittsburgh that's got the Baltimore Ravens right on their heels.
Staying in that division, Ja'Marr Chase suspended one game due to spitting on Jalen Ramsey. Now, he is appealing, and the reason is ridiculous. He is appealing, saying that if he planned on actually spitting at Jalen Ramsey, he just would have spit in his face, not towards the ground, which is a terrible defense and is never going to win. So you're going to have Ja'Marr Chase not playing Sunday against the New England Patriots,
which will cost him $500,000.
Yeah, real smart decision there.
Also, what's trending is Mac football tonight, man. You watch? We got three games.
No,
in the Mac
I'm
tonight.
Not watching.
It's what's trending.
I'm not watching Mac football.
James, you're watching?
Who's playing, Bink?
James is a three-time Super Bowl champion, by the way.
Who's playing?
I'm still not watching Mac football.
I'm going to watch the Western Michigan game.
No. Elsewhere on what's trending, Bink, LSU reportedly sent a private jet to Oxford, Mississippi, for Lane Kiffin's family to tour Baton Rouge. And they, of course, are trying to get Lane Kiffin to become their next head coach. Now, this is getting really weird because Ole Miss reportedly has given an ultimatum to Lane Kiffin that said, hey, by the Egg Bowl, you better decide. Are you going to LSU? You going to Florida? Are you staying here? We've got an extension on your desk. They don't want to get played for months and be screwed in the transfer portal and screwed with recruiting. I actually think the only tricky part is it sounds good in theory for Ole Miss, but what are you going to do, fire him? Like, that's the weird thing. You gave him an ultimatum. Hey, sign this. or go to these schools. We don't want to be left out hanging. But also, the alternative, what are you going to do? You just get, oh, well, we're firing Lane Kiffin because he didn't tell us? No, you're not. So it's like, it's a ultimatum with no real fallback.
So you got his family going to Baton Rouge, and there's been the plane chasers. You know all about that, Gold, right? The plane chasers from college football, watching the planes come in and out. And then Lane Kiffin's tweeting with hearts that are Ole Miss colored and everything, like he's happy there. And you know, the grass is noisy. There's 12 openings in college football, so I'm with you. Ole Miss clearly isn't making a move with Lane Kiffin.
I'm fascinated by the ultimatum part of it, though. Like, there's no, like, what are you going to do?
I agree with them saying it, though.
Sure, I get why they want to give him an ultimatum. I just don't, there's no, if the deadline passes and he doesn't tell you, what are you going to do? Nothing. Yeah. Nothing. You'll still beg him to hire to sign the extension, and if he leaves, like there's just no fallback you really have.
He's got all the leverage.
Lane Kiffin's in a hell of a spot. Yeah. It's a great spot
because guys like James Franklin aren't out there anymore. He's going to Virginia Tech. Yeah, it looks like hire. This guy that went to quarterfinals last year in the college football playoffs. James Franklin already mark off Virginia Tech on the list.
That is what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold with you. James Howell filling in for Drew today. Jay Binkley in for Cody today. As well, we'll get to all 32 here in about 8 minutes or so. Also, 1 hour from now, Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN, will join us on the show. Be good to get his insight on what occurred in Denver and all the conversations that we've been having the last 24 hours or so, and including one of the most frustrating stat comparisons I truly have ever seen since we've been doing this show. And it's a real stat comp, but it should frankly tick you off. But also reminds us why stats don't tell the full story, right? It goes both ways. I'm referencing Mike Sando. Mike Sando from The Athletic put out a good article and had a graphic to go with it about the Chiefs' first 10 games last year, first 10 games this year. Now, some of this you're going to say I already knew. Some of it, though, I don't think you realized how close it was. So the Chiefs, through 10 games a year ago, were scoring 24 points a game. They're scoring 25.4 points a game now. A year ago, they were giving up 19.1 points. This year, 18.1. Average point margin a year ago, 4.9. This year, 7.3. Offensive EPA per play was 0.06. This year, it's 0.13. That's better, by the way. Defensive EPA, 0.03 a year ago, 0.02. Slightly worse this year. Turnover margin, simple stat, -5 a year ago, +3 this year. Last year through 10, they, of course, were 9-1. This year they are 5-5. And I know we know the one score game stat, 112 of them a year ago, 0-5 this year. But the reason why I bring this up, how frustrating is this? Bink, they are better in all but one, other than the win-loss column, all but one of key metrics, points per game, allowed, point margin, EPA offense, EPA defense, and they are 4 wins worse. So yeah, it really is not crazy to say it is the difference between 1 and 2 games in each one of these games. That's how close it is. If you're trying to find any ounce of optimism, you're saying as much as it's regressed in the negative way from winning 12 of them to now losing 5 in a row in one score games, maybe you think it's going to balance out the rest of the season because they're better in other areas. So stats do lie.
No, they do. And the thing that I always bring up that makes you laugh, the 23.5% on fourth down defense. They were 52% last year, so that's something better for this year's team as well. Yeah. Almost better in all these metrics. And you think, well, did they have guys hurt last year? Clearly, Hollywood Brown was out. Rashee Rice got hurt in week 4. Isaiah Pacheco went down early. Same thing happened earlier this year. Xavier Worthy goes down for 3 games after play 3 in Brazil. You didn't have Rashee Rice through 6 games. So that, you think, would be different as well, not having your 1 and 2 receiver. You know, for at least 3 games, we didn't have both of them, and then 3 more additional for Rashee Rice. So it doesn't make sense, but it all does matter who you're playing and when you're playing them, and as far as which defenses you were playing against. So, yeah, you might look better, but you know what? Maybe you're playing better defenses this year than you were last year at certain times. All things are relative, and they work out. But the points per game thing, it depends. That's a totally who you played type of thing, I feel. And the offense is getting out there more opportunities. I will say this, though, and they're more aggressive on offense, and I think that has something to do with it. Yes, the percentages are about the same for the Chiefs on fourth down, but they're going for it more this year than they have in previous years by a large margin.
It's just every single big moment.
And that helps.
Every single big moment, the opponent has got them this year in the one-score game. Like that's the difference. So The stat, like, I actually think offensively, because if you look per drive, they have been the best they've been in years per drive, EPA, etc. But in the big moment, and we saw it play out again on Sunday, final two drives of the game, three and out, those are gotta have it type of drives. At the very least, milk the clock, right? Like, you need points, but at the very least, because you had the lead in one of the drives, then it was tied, you needed points on that one, duh. But the first time you had it when you went three and out late in the game, you had the lead. So even if you just move the ball a little bit, those drives, you come up empty, you don't move any clock at all, and that was one of the reasons why, and the reason why as well, that you lose a game like that. We could go through, we all know what happened in the Jacksonville game, key moment of the game, and what not only the pick six, but key moment of the game defensively. You weren't able to get the key stop. Justin Herbert, of course, gets you in week one on a third and 14, runs for 16 yards or whatever to ice the game. Those are truly, there are five or six plays, and that's, I guess, reality of the NFL. The Chiefs have just been on the positive side of that for a year, but that's what's crazy, is that every single moment this year, they have been on the wrong side.
The ball's not bouncing your way. We all know when you're on a luck streak, it happens in gambling, happens whatever you do, you're on a luck streak where things are going your way. It doesn't mean the team's either worse in those situations or not, but last year, you know, blocked field goal against Denver, the doinker in Carolina that actually went in the uprights. How about the Buffalo game where the Chiefs were, I don't know, a D game, D-minus game, Buffalo an A-level game, but yet there were the Chiefs at the end of the game with, guess what, a chance to go down and tie the game. That's why Josh Allen on the sidelines with still 22 seconds left, they say, why aren't you smiling and say, he goes, I've seen Pat do this before. We've all seen Pat do this before. But it looks different when things are going your way, bouncing your direction. But the reality is, it doesn't only happen. It doesn't always happen in life. It doesn't always happen in football. Things don't always go your way like they did last year. It doesn't mean you're worse last year than you were this year. It just means the ball is bouncing your direction towards the end. But it's all like gambling.
But as we said yesterday, like last year's roster was probably not a 15-2 roster. But that's what you're kind of saying. This year, though, while there's regression, I also don't think this roster has any business being 5-5. I get the whole, you are what your record is. This roster, this is why yesterday was all about coaching on the show. This roster has no business being a 5-5 football team. I'm sorry. They just don't.
I do think Rice being out six games and Worthy missing those three at the beginning, I think that is significantly.
He cost them big time.
Yeah. It cost you going 3-3 instead of 4-2, which clearly would have made a difference at this point. They're still in, and that's one thing we have to remember. Whether they beat the Broncos or not, they still weren't going to be in the playoffs.
Also, the biggest swing, too, you know, while they're still having the coin toss luck on their side, because they're winning all these coin tosses still, they're not getting the double dip. You know, that was such a, you know, the final, this is where you get into a problem. The final drives of halves and the first drives of the second half, they're not nearly as effective as they were last year on
which
that.
Which is a shame, and it always happens because you get that field goal at the end of the first half and things are rolling, you get the ball back, which we always look at it and say, all right, they stopped them on the first drive, right? The Chiefs deferred, but they get that stop, which is ultimately important because now they get the ball back, things are back to being even, the Chiefs get the ball back in the second half. But for some reason, I know they script out the first drive, and it's usually pretty smooth in what they do. But the halftime adjustments, well, and there's not many, as we know, there's not many halftime adjustments that we'd like to believe that actually happens in NFL halftimes. It just doesn't. It happens during the week. It happens during the week. All right, if we get the ball back in the second half, this is what they do. And the Chiefs playing for this, and they should plan for this. I don't. If they're not, they should be, because it has been going their direction with coin tosses. How do we put points up the first drive of the second half and start putting teams away? In their first stretch, they were putting teams away. It wasn't the cardiac Chiefs. When they're winning 31-0 in the Raiders, when you're destroying the Lions 30-17, you were able to breathe easily. And that's not how Chiefs football is usually played. It's usually played down to the final minute, the final drive. Mahomes going out there winning games. And all of a sudden, you're putting teams away. And you're like, this is a great feeling. Like, this is the Andy Reid I want to see. This is the Chiefs I want to see. Put the other team away. It's just something we haven't seen in the past with the Kansas City Chiefs. And we saw a glimpse of that this year. And that's where the reality sets in. And I do think this was a big reality game for the Chiefs. And I think this season has been a reality check, not only for the players, but the fans, that sometimes the ball just doesn't bounce your way.
So the Chiefs have seven games left. And right now they're 0-5 and one score games. Let's say out of the seven left, not all seven are going to be one score games, but let's say five of them are. We'll do the same thing. The first out of they're 5-5 right now, 10 games. And five of those were one-score games. Let's say the same thing. We'll actually even give it a little bit more. So out of the final seven, I'll say five of them. It's probably more like four. But I'll say five of them are one-score games. Do you think they're going 0-10 in one-score games?
No.
I don't either. And so that's where I'm not suggesting that they're going to win all five of them, but as much as it has regressed and gone the complete opposite way from where they were a year ago, I do think there is a decent chance of some of it in the positive way regressing back in their direction as well. Like, you're not going to go from winning 12 straight one-score games to losing 10 straight. I don't think. Maybe I'll be wrong. I don't think you're going to go to being 0-10 suddenly in one-score games. They're 0-5. Basically, if what I'm saying happens, which is there's five more one-score games left out of the next seven games, well, I just told you, they got to go at least 6-1 out of the final seven. So, depending on how you think that works out, Bink, what, they got to go 4-1 then in one-score games the rest of the way, if I think there's five of them? I don't think they're getting blown out by anybody, so I'm assuming they're winning the other two.
But it's things you'd like to see are correctable. It's go back to Jacksonville game where you have an interception you could have had that bounced off four or five hands. It's illegal formations by Jawan Taylor down the stretch. It's untimely Mahomes interceptions inside the red zone. There's so many mental details, attention to details type issues that happen with the Chiefs where everything kind of has to go together. And you expect that, you know, with the team that's been there, that's done that, has that championship swagger, the championship culture, to do the things, but the little things that they're not doing. And we're talking out of the ref's hands. We're talking in their own hands. Yeah. Like illegal formations, like the ball bouncing off five hands.
Oh, their record is all them. Their record of 5-5 and where they sit is all self-inflicted.
But it's untimely mistakes this team. They drop passes. We saw Denver that were an issue. Yep. And Denver had some too, and so the Chiefs. But clearly Denver dropped a couple passes too. And it's one of those things, like attention to detail in what you're doing. And this is something we're not used to the Chiefs, because they usually make those plays in the second half. They make those plays on final drives. There's not the penalties. There's not the drop passes. You're making that interception. And things are better. Like I said, they're +3 in differential right now with turnovers. They were actually better than Denver going that game. Going that game, Denver was -2. Chiefs were +4 as far as turnovers were concerned. So a lot of things factor Chiefs. Denver was the most penalized team in the NFL going in that game. But it's the small details, the Chiefs are slip that they had earlier in the year.
And still not, you know, differing from what they want to do, as we said yesterday. Like, there's a certain way they want to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Win in some of these games, these one score games, like on Sunday, in that particular moment late in the game, your path was to run the football a little bit more. I firmly believe that. That's not how they want to win, clearly. That's not their philosophy. But in that game against Denver, with what they were going up against, you should have ran the ball on those final two drives multiple times.
You run in the fourth quarter, man. You run in the fourth.
And that's not what. And that's not what they want to do.
You run the football and you salt it away. That's what you do. Yeah. You play clock management with that running game and putting teams away. And they'll be tested this week. You and I both have our thoughts on the Colts. I'm waiting to see with this team. I mean, are they good or not? See what you do in Kansas City. It's a wait and see thing for me. Daniel Jones turned the ball over 7 times in the last 2 games. Jonathan Taylor is a big concern. Tyler Warren's a big concern. But you know what concerns me most about this game than anything? Lou Anarumo, the defensive coordinator, because he slowed down the Chiefs. So it's a big challenge. What they're going to have to do, it's going to have to be mental focus for this football team, because the guy you're facing, again, Daniel Jones, Jonathan Taylor, Tyler Warren, they don't scare me. Lou Anarumo does, because he's proven it before. And that's where attention to detail towards the end, because this guy knows how to slow you down. They can't make the silly mistakes that they've done in the past, because this guy can beat you.
Yeah, later in the week, we'll talk, starting tomorrow, a little bit more about Indianapolis and what the Colts are bringing to the table. Remember, they're coming off a bye week, too, so they've got more time to prepare for this game as well. A lot of things going against Kansas City.
Bye weeks are funny how they work out in the NFL.
Heading into this game. All right, let's get to all 32. I'll start us off, Bink. I want to talk about Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett is one off the career high for a game he set last month. So the Browns lost 23-16 to the Ravens. Myles Garrett is on pace for 25 and a half sacks.
He's got 15 right now.
The record, by the way, as we all know, is 22 and a half. T.J. Watt and Michael Strahan.
Al Baker is the record holder with 23.
That's modern era football.
They went back and readjusted it. Al Baker is your current leader.
Literally NFL.com standings record book.
Pro Football Reference.
Yeah. NFL single season record 22 and a half. It's T.J. Watt and Michael Strahan. Garrett, also the first player to accrue at least a dozen sacks in 6 consecutive seasons. One, I bring it up just to point out how ridiculous Myles Garrett is. He's got last 6 years, 12 sacks, 16 sacks, 16 sacks, 14 sacks, 14 sacks, 13 sacks and counting. First player in NFL history with 12 or more sacks in 6 straight. I bring him up because the Browns should trade him in the offseason. I know they just gave him an extension. They are nowhere close to competing. You are wasting this player. Go get a massive, massive haul
of
draft
picks. He had his
chance
to leave, but he took the money.
I know he did.
He's got 7 games left. He's got 15 sacks. Does he get the record? What are the odds on that? Have you looked
that he gets the record?
I don't know what that is for Myles Garrett. He's got 15 right now. They still have 7 games remaining, and you know the Cleveland's going to be playing in all these games, so Myles Garrett's going to get his chance. Will he, towards the end of the year, sitting at 15, get the record? I think he even beats Al Baker's record, to be honest with you, the 23. the real record.
Yeah, it's T.J. Watt and Michael Strahan.
Well, they didn't count sacks before, but they readjusted it. Al Baker is technically the unofficial sack leader at 23.
Yeah, so you said it right there, unofficial.
But he deserves it because of what Strahan did, laying down for Brett Gunham. Al Baker is the legitimate guy that holds
the sack. I don't want to go back and forth. This is the dumbest argument that most people probably don't even care. You said it yourself, though, Bank. Unofficial. Therefore, it's not the actual record. Anyway, what do you have for all...
What's official, idiot? It's unofficial.
What do you have for all 32?
I'm going Aaron Rodgers because I think this is significant. For a team that's trying to hold off the Baltimore Ravens. Mike Tomlin. Guy always has a winning record, right? We all look at Mike Tomlin. Pittsburgh's sitting in a great position. They have 13 draft picks this year. The NFL drafts in Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers was that, you know, guy to kind of hold things together for this team before they go get their future quarterback that they hope, which not real good in the college football ranks for franchise quarterbacks. But Aaron Rodgers doesn't need surgery. So that's the important thing. Doesn't need surgery to repair a fracture in his left non-throwing wrist. So this is a left non-throwing wrist of Aaron Rodgers. But you think about Pittsburgh and how just crucial every game is. Because, again, Baltimore, it's not about the wild card for this team because they're probably not going to get in because they've lost those crucial head-to-head battles for the wild card position to win the division, which I think clearly they can do at this point. Everybody's getting back and healthy, and they still have the Pittsburgh Steelers twice this season coming up. But Aaron Rodgers, not practicing this week. Will he play this weekend? I don't know. It is the non-throwing wrist, which does matter.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But I think it's kind of
Chicago,
the Steelers.
Non-divisional game. As you pointed out,
Rudolph's not the answer.
They need everyone, but also they need to make sure he's right for their divisional games. They also have the Bills the week after, Ravens. I think this is a game where Mason Rudolph ends up playing on Sunday. Rodgers not practicing today, and I know it's early in the week and he's a vet, but I think Mason Rudolph gets the start.
I think Mason Rudolph will get at least one start this week, but the rest of the way out, I do expect Rodgers to be out there. Are we going to see Will Howard? That's the real question. K-State glory. Ohio State glory. Will Howard. He's back now, isn't he? I think he is.
Will Howard?
Yeah,
he was active for the first time all year.
So he's active. So we see Will Howard at some point. If that happens, you can go ahead and give the Ravens the division.
That is all 32 here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold with you. By the way, some news that we kind of mentioned in what's trending, but it's been confirmed by Bill Self. Darren Peterson will not play tonight as expected against Duke. Quote, Darren continues to make progress from his hamstring strain. He will be reevaluated at the end of the week. I was texting with some friends just about this, and I know we had the conversation on air last week, and I thought it was kind of gross how people were automatically assuming this kid and his team, meaning his inner circle, not KU, his team were intentionally missing games against Green Bay and Texas A&M Corpus Christi to load manage. I said, I think at some point in time, we'll see a player do that in college basketball, but everybody just automatically assumed the worst. And to me, that was kind of gross last week. And we talked about it, and here we are now a week later, he's missed Princeton. He's missing Duke. He's not missing Duke if you thought he was doing it just because of load management.
Yeah, management's off the table.
Yeah, so I would hope the same people that were accusing him of doing that would say they were wrong last week. But Darren Peterson clearly has a serious hamstring strain, and they got to get him right. They have no chance of going anywhere. No chance going anywhere without the team's just not good enough. Like, to me, they're going to lose tonight pretty comfortably to Duke. I'll be shocked if they win without Darren Peterson against Duke. They have to get him right. Because otherwise, Bink, it won't none of this non-con matters if Kansas doesn't. Like, he could play a couple games in a non-con, and then he re-aggravates the hamstring strain and misses conference play. They're screwed at that point. So I don't care if it means as much as it sucks as a fan. I don't care if he has to sit out for three or four more weeks. If that's what it takes to get him right for the games that truly will matter,
conference play,
then so be it.
Yeah, conference play is what you want, but at least load management's now off the table. What about the highlight videos and stuff that fans were upset about with Kansas? Because is he in them or not? Yeah. Like with the videos they're putting out, not having Peterson, you know, part of that. But at least the load management conversation, you and I are on the same page in that. We think this will be an issue going forward. This is not one of those cases.
All right, up next, man, let's get back to the Chiefs and whether or not a fresh voice is needed. Does it even matter if a fresh voice comes into the building for Andy Reid and the coaching staff? Plus the random question of the day.
This is Cody and Gold on your new home for K-State Athletics. 96.5, The Fan.
brought to you by Heartland Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Thousands of men have been successfully treated for low T, ED, and more, all with discretion and compassion. Make your appointment at heartlandmenshealth.com.
Back here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold with you. James Howe producing the show. Jay Binkley in for Cody today. We'll get to the random question of the day in about 8 minutes or so. Also, 1 o'clock, Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider from ESPN. I wish we were on the air during the break. I really do. I wish you guys could have heard the conversation I just had with Jay Binkley. And so we got new computers in the studio. Thank goodness, and I appreciate it. New keyboard, which I'll get to during the random question of the day. Our show, Peel Back the Curtain. We do a rundown. You've heard us mention that. It's just a Google Doc. We can both go in and view it. We can edit it, plan out the show. We don't go always right by it, but it gives you a frame and outline of what direction we're heading, our guests, etc. James has a copy of it as well. Drew Wood, Cody Wood, etc. Bink somehow couldn't see the rundown the whole last second.
It was blank.
Okay. All right. And look.
Because I wasn't an editor.
That's why during What's Trending, you were naming things that weren't on the list, and I was very confused, and it was fine. We just went with it. No big deal. The entire break, Bink almost broke the new monitor.
It's not show, true.
Wow. You were ripping it out of the cord. Turning. See, I can't see. I can't. As if I'm IT support. James, you saw the entire break. Gold, like, I can't see. I'm like, yeah, man, I don't know.
But what do you think it is?
Like, as if I have the answer. I don't know, Bink. I have no idea,
you're
man.
You're supposed to have answers for this crap.
I have no clue. I did the same thing I do every day.
You're supposed to have technology. When you send it to me again, it's fine.
You were in the Google Doc. Yet it was blank for you, and you thought I said, man, honestly, that's weird. Yeah, I don't know. And then you proceeded to ask me
now, what's trending
20 other times during the break. I have no idea. I have no clue.
We're all set
It's been resolved now,
it's
hasn't
all set
it?
Now. It's great.
I had no idea, Bink.
Huh?
I wish we were on camera for the whole thing. It was, open up. We got the whiskey bottle over there. Might have to crack
Where?
One of those open. Fan Club Friday. Can we do it on a
Fan Club?
Can we do it on a Tuesday at 12:30? Tuesday at 12:30 or so. Nate Taylor's going to join us in 25 minutes. All right, Bink, let's talk some Chiefs football. You can see it, right? You can see where we're going here.
Finally.
Also, you can
this
see
is
that.
User's air, sender's air.
You can see that. Also, this is where I want to remind people that you can't count on much these days, Bink.
No. Nope.
You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long. Kicking off with the juicy Week 12 matchup between the Colts and the Chiefs, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL.
James and I had that juicy information today. Friday. It's when the YouTube thing was solved right in the middle of the show. And that was great because finally, it was Friday night when they solved the issue. It happened right when we were doing after hours. It was like, okay, now everybody can just go home now and watch football.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to complain anymore.
Yeah, just turn around the car, cancel
just
your
Just turn
plans,
that car around, just go home.
Go home.
Don't have to complain.
Watch the football.
So, one thing that came up towards the end of the show yesterday, I think Drew brought it up, and I was like, hey, actually, we're planning on talking about it today anyway, and so I want to talk about it right now, which is the thought, and it's one that I think has to be on the minds of a lot of people right now, which is in the Chiefs' offensive room in particular, I guess this could apply to defense, but I think it's more of a problem on the offensive side, the idea that there needs to be a fresh voice to join the room, a fresh set of eyes. I think that is always a conversation that can occur when you've been doing something for a very long time, even if you've had an immense amount of success, which Andy Reid and this coaching staff has had, that it is always good for fresh ideas and fresh opinions. And in this case, if it's somebody even from the college ranks, that's also even maybe better. You don't need to fundamentally change everything you do. No. Why would you? I'm not suggesting that. But if you're willing to accept things have gotten predictable, and that's the question. I don't know if they're willing to accept that is true or not, but that's what we all think from the outside. If that's the case, you need a fresh voice in there. Okay,
I'm all about that. My only thing for those suggesting that, do you guys actually think that that fresh voice, for example, is going to be given the opportunity to have those ideas used? Now, you've cited an example from years back that I thought was, that gave me some hope. And what was that again?
Chris Holt, who's on the College Football Playoff Committee, very respected guy in football, kind of started the pistol offense. He's credited for that at the FBS level. Obviously, Andy Reid had Alex Smith at the time, thought it would benefit him doing the pistol formation instead of shotgun for the angles in which way he ran the offense. So they brought in Chris Holt as a consultant to see what the college game was doing, see what maybe Alex Smith could do well with. And it worked out for Alex Smith as far as him bringing in Chris Holt. But he was a consultant that could consult other teams and stuff. But Andy Reid and the Chiefs said no. And he had a exclusive deal with the Chiefs the following year to understand the offense. I thought that was creative because it was something that NFL teams were doing. They were utilizing it. The pistol offense had become a big part of the NFL. And Andy Reid went straight to the guy who basically implemented the FBS level and said, help us. Help our offense. Alex Smith. How can we get the best out of him? And it worked. So he has in the past gone and got an outside source to come into the Kansas City Chiefs. So when you think about that, could he do it again? Who's out there that could do it again? I think this time of the year, it's kind of late. I think you build your team throughout the summer, and obviously March and April, the most important times for NFL teams to do this kind of things. But it does show the willingness to listen to the outside. And we always heard he's got a high attention to the college game, what's working, what's not working. They try to implement things from Texas Tech that Patrick Mahomes did that works in this scheme with the Kansas City Chiefs. Matter of fact, a lot of college teams are watching the Kansas City Chiefs to prepare for Texas Tech back in the day because the Chiefs are running the same things that they did. But finding how your players succeeded, what makes them successful at what they did, and kind of go back to the grassroots, Chiefs really on the high upper end trend on that as far as the NFL. It's a big part of their success. Why was this working so well for you before? How can we bring this to the Kansas City Chiefs? And voila. It worked perfectly.
Yeah, I like hearing that example because that gives me at least a little bit of hope that, all right, they have been willing to do that in the past. You mentioned some names. Brad Childress also was a consultant at one point in time as well. And some of these, that to me is something that has to happen moving forward. I know there's a lot of people listening that whenever anything goes bad, they just want to fire Matt Nagy. And he has become, I'm sure in every market, there's probably like some coach or whether we're talking about NFL, baseball, doesn't matter, basketball, where, like, for whatever reason, that person is the guy that people gravitate toward to blame. And by no means am I saying he is not part of the issue, right? Like, they're all, like...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The entire room is part of the issue right now. When you're 5-5 and you sit where you're at, I have always just said, and people view it as like I'm defending Matt Nagy. It's just more like when things are going great, we don't mention him. When things are going terribly, it's all his fault. And I'm just saying there's some happy medium there, right? Like there's some medium there. So he is part of that. But also what I don't know is he pushing Andy Reid to do certain things that are not being done? Are they all just on the exact same page and neither one of them knows what is wrong? I think another set of eyes is needed. Doesn't necessarily mean that I think they need to fire their offensive coordinator either. You know, I think there's coaching staff changes that are needed in the offseason, Bink. I think on the special team side of things as well, Dave Tobe, with what has happened this year. The thing is, Andy Reid has been with a lot of these guys for a long time. He's extremely loyal. He's won championship with these guys. And I think it is very tough. Put yourself, you know, a lot of people listen today. You maybe run a business, right? And you've been doing something the same way for a long period of time. And you've been in business, hopefully, for, you know, 20 years. And you make a very good living. And you've had all this success. And then... maybe there's 1 year, but it's not just 1 year. Maybe it's a couple years in a row where maybe your sales are down or whatever, right? And at that point in time, you think, well, I've been doing it well for 20, like, I don't need, nobody, it works. Like, why do I need to change what I've done? Trust me, I know. Like, we all have an ego. I know. Then finally, you convince yourself to bring somebody new in. And you bring that person in, fresh set of ideas, but you're like, oh, that's, I don't know, that seems kind of crazy. I don't ever do that. And so then you don't actually change, and nothing changes, and you're wasting your time. I think they're at a point now where there's a little bit of, we've been doing this. This has been successful. Gone to 3 straight Super Bowls. That's all true. But it doesn't mean eventually you don't hit a brick wall. And I don't know if they've hit it yet or not, Bink. We're going to find out. Like, you and I both think they still make the playoffs, so clearly not completely. But if it is just if we're going to go with the philosophy with any sport, I don't care if we're talking about a coach or a player. If the idea is, well, they've been great for so long, so they could do no wrong. That's a terrible way to operate, and that'll just get yourself in a ton of trouble. If it is that, well, they were great for 20 years, so there's no way possibly something could be going wrong now. That's a bad way to operate in a lot of different ways.
We've seen this before with Eric Bieniemy, right? When the offense was looking great, it was going good, it was Eric Bieniemy doing a great job. But then we'd always say, well, it's Andy Reid still calling the plays, right? And then the offense would falter. Remember, Bieniemy wasn't a fan favorite for a while, right? Because the offense would slide down.
Right.
And then people were blaming Bieniemy. And now he leaves, and now we think, oh, Eric Bieniemy's the answer. He's the reason the Chiefs' offense was good. Well, which way is it? Do you watch, see what the Lions have been doing lately?
Yeah,
Dan Campbell's got the reading glasses on because he is now a fresh face in the middle of the season. John Morton was their offensive coordinator. The last couple of games, Dan Campbell has been calling the play. So here's the team kind of going through a crossroads with their offense not working like they want it to do. And here's Dan Campbell taking over play calling the last couple of weeks. So it does happen. Like, the Lions are a good example of something that does happen during season. Morton's still there. He's still a part of the offense, but Dan Campbell has taken over the play calling. Whether it's a good idea or not, it's debatable because it wasn't that great last week against Philadelphia. Week 4, it was. But that's an example of changing up in the middle of the season, still keeping everybody there, but changing the direction of what the team's doing. And Dan Campbell calling plays is something different that Detroit is doing in the middle of the year.
Yeah, that I get the example. The only thing there is like Dan Campbell was that Andy Reid's already been doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like that's already – so the reverse of that would be
it's
as if
change.
Yeah, that's not changing. Now, someone brings up a text from the 563 area because, hey, aren't the Chiefs statistically one of the better offenses in the NFL, correct? Yeah, they are. But in the biggest moments, they've also been predictable. Both can be true. We went through the stat comparison. It's why it's so frustrating because offensive EPA-wise and points per game, they're actually better than they were through 10 last year.
And number three in the NFL.
That's how we started the show in this hour as well. Yeah, that's true. I think both can be accurate. You can make the point, and it's a fair one, that, hey, statistically, they look just fine. But also, there's the eye test, and also the biggest moments, they've become predictable. That is the case in both ends.
100%. Look, have you guys ever seen that show Bar Rescue?
I have.
Right.
Many
so
times.
This is kind of like
John
that.
Taffer.
Yes, John Taffer
John
with the Chiefs.
Taffer comes in there. He's letting you guys know, hey, this is wrong or that's wrong or whatever. And then we see those guys that just won't believe it. And I hope this is what the Chiefs are not turning into, because when you have an outside perspective and you're just so stubborn that you don't believe what a professional is trying to tell you, it could end up being your downfall.
And I think it's incredibly healthy to listen to somebody, just like in training camp. Gruden was here, obviously giving him input on what he sees. And then Antonio Pierce coming in, a guy that once thought he figured out how the Chiefs did things, having him at Chiefs practice, you pick these guys' brains. All right, what are we doing that's people are noticing? I always thought it's a great idea, and who knows if teams do it or not. I think it's a great idea for the offensive defensive coordinator to go out to lunch and just have a meeting, just talk. All right, what am I seeing? Put your egos aside, because the egos are big in the NFL. All right, how would you, he speaks, how would you take care? When I'm doing things offensively, what are you seeing that I'm doing that you would say, okay, this is how I defend you? Or if the offensive coordinator said, this is what I would do against your defense, Speg. This is where I think you're lacking in certain areas. But I think open communication between the offensive defensive coordinator and have the head coach in there as well, conferring, all right, because they won't do it. A lot of times teams don't do it because egos are so big. But all right, you've seen me every day in practice. What am I doing wrong? Where is weakness that you see that I'm doing? And in a perfect world, that would work. But unfortunately, egos get in the way.
Yeah, someone said it's nothing different on the text line. Nothing different than what Andy's done his career. Patrick's not bailing him out so far this year. And we've gone through the numbers. Patrick Mahomes has not been as good in these key moments. What was the stat yesterday, Bink? I don't know the exact percentage, but basically he's got the lowest completion percentage among quarterbacks in the fourth quarter in tied games or when you're trailing. That's not normal for Mahomes. It is not just one individual person's problem. It is not just Andy Reid. It's not just Mahomes. It's not just Matt Nagy, et cetera. It's not, we went through this yesterday, but yeah, I think some of it, no doubt, has been, even if you disagreed with the lack of running in key moments, they haven't really ever done that, admittedly. And you're right. Mahomes, like on the third and two, Breshard Smith, if he sees him quicker and makes the throw immediately, that should be a completion. So you're right. Those are throws in the past that Mahomes would make. Totally agree with you there. My only thing would be, if your quarterback, while he is still, I think, the best quarterback in football, despite what other QBs are currently doing, Matthew Stafford's having MVP-type season, Drake May, I still would pick Patrick Mahomes over any of those quarterbacks. I still have that belief. All right, and Andy Reid obviously does as well. But I still think you can have that feeling, what I just said, and still recognize that, hey, maybe in this moment, in this game, my quarterback maybe just isn't in that spot, in that mode, that maybe I do have to pivot. So, yes, that Mahomes has been bailing at times out Andy Reid. If that's not happening currently, though, like, this is where I'm like, can you not adjust in that particular moment? Just because that's how you did it every other year before. Why is it, it's ego is the answer, I think. But like, why in that moment can you not pivot from that?
Well, you have to, and it's also the other things that are happening around him. Untimely penalties, like a Juwan Taylor. With guys dropping the football, which clearly has happened, or ball bouncing off players' hands like it did in the Eagles game with Travis Kelce, and the fact they've given up more sacks. And I get it, Josh Simmons is back. This helps the Chiefs. But they are 22nd in the NFL in giving up sacks. They give up 20 this year, which is higher, right? They were 31st in the NFL 2 years ago. They weren't getting to the quarterback and sacking Patrick Mahomes. But with these things, and I get it, with Patrick Mahomes and, you know, delivering at the end of the game, but it takes everybody to kind of put things together, attention to detail, and do the right things as well.
Before we get to random question of the day, someone texted in, ha, I hear you have Mike McDaniels back in the booth today. I can't remember the guy's name, but that third guy in the studio today sounds like Mike McDaniels. That's James Howell. He's filling in producing for Drew today.
No, it's three-time Super Bowl champion from youth football, James Howell.
That's true. Do you think you said, have you been told ever, can you talk for a second? Just talk.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Do you think you sound like Mike McDaniel?
I've never heard that ever.
I don't hear it either. I don't hear it.
Do you have a Mike McDaniels cut to play?
Let me see. Hold on. Somewhere I do. Hold on. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Two people texted that in. Here's Mike McDaniel talking for a second. The actual Mike McDaniel.
There's a lot of guys that will have an important work week.
All right, say the same thing. There's a lot of guys that have an important work week.
There's a lot of guys that have an important work week.
There's a lot of guys that will have an important work week.
I don't know if I fully hear it. I don't know if I fully hear it. Anyway, let's get to the
little Mike McDaniel.
Let's get to the random question of the day. He's got the facial hair. He's got the glasses.
But he wins games. Big difference.
Random question of the day brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care. At KCUC, remember, you see the best in KC. Visit kcurology.com today. All right, this is pretty simple. 913-586-7965. If you work in an office, you know this exists. What's the grossest thing in your office? Simple. I based this off of what I was just discussing right when we came back from break. We got new computer equipment in the studio. Our keyboard's brand new now, thank goodness. It was the most disgusting thing. Guys, I should have taken a photo before they replaced it. It was one of the more disgusting things I've ever seen. Like, I'm pretty sure COVID basically developed inside the keyboard. That's where it started, actually, many, many years ago, despite other speculation. I think that's the answer. Do you disagree? Was the keyboard, and it, by the way, it's still sitting. Actually, we can show it. You want to hand it to me? You want to bring it? I'm sure the boss will love me doing this.
The other one?
What's that?
Is that the one that was your computer?
I don't know. They're both disgusting, Bink. It's the same keyboard. Anyway, point being, that's the grossest item that we had. I don't know what the new item is now. I'll have to look around. But it was clearly a keyboard. Well, Carrington normally, there's a chewed pin right over here. Okay. Normally Carrington has a chewed pin. That's kind of nasty too. But the keyboard was the grossest thing in the office. Do you guys have an answer? Text line, a few people saying coworker's desk, egg salad sandwich, CDOT's chewed pins. Yeah.
Stuff left in the fridge is always bad. When people leave it in there for 3 weeks or 4 weeks, way past the date, that's disgusting. I think I'm guilty as well. I mean, I think I've been told that a chew cup is not exactly appealing for coworkers to see, so I'm guilty of that.
Mm-hmm. You work over on the board, Mike McDaniels, so what do you think? What's the answer there? By the way, the text line is just saying it's your cadence. That they think your cadence is just like Mike McDaniels.
Wachowski used to get Cheetos on the keys back there.
Yeah, no, to your point, man, they didn't replace this keyboard, so it might be this keyboard that I have here. But other than that, man, just any high traffic area, doorknobs, bathroom doors, I mean, like anything where people touch everything, it's all.
I've said it before. You know what the most disgusting thing every person has?
It's their phone. Yeah.
It's their phone.
Yeah.
Because it's replaced the newspaper in the bathroom. Everybody takes
it with them. It's not even that. It's just you set it down on everything.
Yeah. And if you borrow somebody's phone, I mean, you're getting.
Someone says, I'd be sanitizing the chairs after you guys sit in them for 4 hours. It's true. Look, Dusty sits in this chair for 4 hours, and I sit in the chair for 4 hours, and Carrington sits in the chair for 4 hours. Bink, on your side, it's Fesco, and then Cody normally, obviously, on that side.
But Logan and I sit there at night, so that chair's used a lot.
The chair gets used. Someone said, you know you can clean the keyboard. You can, but we're not allowed to really clean the equipment, so that's on somebody else. So, yes, the keyboard definitely could be, what do they call the
sanitizer or something?
No, the spray, the... You know what I'm talking about, the...
Canned air.
Thank you. Canned air thing. Yeah. You could do that, but we're not supposed to do that. But in the future, maybe that needs to happen.
I just
a little bit more.
It worked, though. It still worked.
Text line is stuck on the Mike McDaniels thing. Someone else says, Debbie at work is gross. Sorry, Debbie. Someone says, going to people's houses, if you want to talk about disgusting. Someone else says, people who never wash their coffee mugs.
I can see that one, too.
An open coffee creamer bottle that fell behind the fridge was there for months. No one could find it. Someone else says, just wash your hands, keep your fingers out of your mouth, and you should be fine.
Fesco actually sanitizes everything when he works. Yeah, he's very clean there. Bob's very clean.
I appreciate
extremely
that.
Clean. I do too.
I appreciate that. Yeah, the keyboard was true. Like, I'm so glad that, like, you have no idea. I'm very happy that we got new computers. Mainly, I just wanted a new keyboard because that was one of the most disgusting things.
Might have to do it every year. They said they would.
Yeah. Someone said, who at the Odyssey building is known for being on their phone while taking a deuce? Cannot say that on the air.
Yeah, pretty much every workplace in the city,
I'm
someone
not
going to
say that person's name on the
People
air,
used to hide the newspaper going to the bathroom. It had that sports page in their pocket. It's their phone now.
Yeah.
It happens everywhere. It's not just here.
About the nail clippings. Oh, yeah. We did have somebody that used to work over at our sister station, KMBZ. He doesn't work there anymore. And remember in the bullpen area, he would clip his fingernails. I guess it could be toenails, but fingernails. That's bad. That's bad.
Oh, yeah. When I was with Cody, you were flying to the Bahamas,
okay,
and you had mentioned that somebody took their shoes off right on the plane. I was like, oh man, Alex.
That's
hates
not at
this.
Work. That's not at work though. But yes, I did. As I was joking about it before I left, the person that was sitting next to me absolutely was barefoot, feet on the seat. Yeah, that happened. That's gross. It's gross for you too. Like if you're her, like, that's gross for you. Like why would you want your bare feet on that seat?
Yeah, we felt bad for you.
Did you? That is.
Was the whole way or just to Atlanta or Miami?
That was
just
to Miami. And then there was a different flight. Yeah. No issues on the flight back. We were all good. That's the random question of the day. We'll have to ask Nate Taylor about Mike McDaniel because everybody is convinced now. They said it's the aloofness of his voice. They both definitely smoke weed. That's what they're saying about you, James. That's the connection they're making as well.
I don't know what you guys are talking
okay,
about.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Up next, we will get to the 1 o'clock hour. Nate Taylor from ESPN, our Chiefs insider, are going to join us. I want to ask him, of course, about where the Chiefs sit currently in the playoff race. As a franchise moving forward, does he agree with some of the coaching issues? That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.